Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 249 for Tuesday, February 2nd. I'm Phil Front-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were up Tuesday morning as weakness in the Canadian dollar and a firmer tone in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola was up by $1 to $2, the March contract up $2 at $473.10 per ton. The loonie was down by over half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart in early trade. That makes exports more attractive for international buyers and also helps underpin domestic crush margins. Chart-based buying contributed to the advances in canola as the March contract bounced off of nearby support around the $470 per ton mark. However, expectations that large South American soybean crops will soon be flooding the global market, despite some persistent weather concerns there, did temper the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat and soybeans are both higher, while corn held near unchanged. Soybeans are up 1 to 2 cents, the March contract up 2 at $8.83 per bushel. Soybeans were bouncing around both sides of unchanged overnight, but the bias is shifting higher. Relatively favorable weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina should see harvest operations pick up in that region over the next few weeks. However, there are also still enough areas of concern in both countries to keep some premiums in the futures. Soybeans were trading right around their 100-day moving average today, looking hard-pressed to break out of that sideways trading range one way or the other. For corn, prices are within a penny of unchanged, the March contract up 0.75 cents at $3.72 per bushel. Losses in crude oil were especially bearish for corn, as expectations for declining demand from the ethanol sector did weigh on prices. Ample world grain supplies, together with a lack of significant export demand for U.S. corn, did weigh on values as well. However, prices were stuck in a sideways pattern from a chart perspective. Wheat, it's up 3 to 5 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 5 at $4.80 per bushel. Much of the buying interest was speculative in nature, as the underlying fundamentals remain relatively bearish for wheat. A winter storm tracking across the Midwest today did limit the advances, as that system should bring some beneficial snow cover to the winter wheat crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.